Just this past week, you're familiar with Ezekiel 38 and 39, and the three key countries, actually, we should say two key countries that lead the invasion of Israel in the last days will be Russia and Iran. They're going to hook up. Down through the centuries, they haven't had much to do with each other. They had a peace conference in Iran during World War II. But other than that, nothing. There really hasn't been, Russia hasn't been involved, connected with Iran. In the last 20 years, that relationship has grown. And now enter Turkey. So we've got now Turkey making deals as well. And in Ezekiel 38 and 39, we read that three of the nations that will come together will be Russia, Iran, and Turkey. And then Northern Africa will be involved in that. Libya, it says, and Ethiopia, ancient Ethiopia today is Sudan. So we're waiting for them to come into this coalition. But this is taken from the UK, Daily Mail, the UK, Syrian regime allies. This is all over, but you can check it out. Syrian regime allies Russia and Iran agreed a deal with Turkey to create safe zones for civilians in Syria. They created four safe zones throughout Syria. So these three nations, Russia, Iran, and Turkey, are working together concerning these safe zones. This is a first, where you have these three nations working together, and Syria is the common denominator. Syria, the interest that Turkey, of course, has an interest in Syria. Obviously Russia does. They have Russians living there, about 100,000, and then they have Russian troops there. Iran, of course, has their National Guard there. And so we see Ezekiel 38, 39 forming right before our very eyes, just as the prophets 2,600 years, Ezekiel specifically, 2,600 years ago had prophesied would take place. So once again, we are getting closer and closer to that event that's going to take place that will, when they do invade Israel, they will be defeated and Israel won't get the credit. It'll be God that'll get the credit. And many nations in that area will come to know the true God. Not Allah, but the true God. And I suspect in this particular war, Islam is going to be crippled, pretty much. And at the very least, radical Islam will be neutralized. I believe that prior to that, the scriptures indicate or suggest that there'll be a local war before Russia invades, where Israel will confront their immediate neighbors over the Palestinian issue. I suspect that we refer to that as Psalm 83, where the surrounding nations, led by the Palestinians, who are now linking up. I don't know if you know that Hamas, which controls the Gaza, has been separate from Fatah, who controls the West Bank. They're both Palestinians. They're actually hooking up now. They're making a treaty with each other, and Hamas is actually giving up their sovereignty in order for them to ally together. And that's an ominous sign, because if Fatah, led by the PLO and Mahmoud Abbas, if they are agreeing to work with Hamas, then Mahmoud Abbas is giving up his hope for any two-state solution. That's what it really boils down to. So we're watching the war, the winds of war, develop before our eyes. We don't have to be fearful. None of us have to be afraid, because God said that these things would come to pass. And in fact, He encourages us to, when we see these things begin to happen, to look up, for our redemption draws nigh. And so this world, we're just passing through. We're learning about faith. Isn't that what it's all about?